Good morning, New Mexico, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company on Cordova Road and streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We're also podcasting. The website is santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can listen to the show anytime you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. And you can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. So guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You may feel like it's Friday, but it's actually Monday. It's New Year's Eve, and Robert Knott is with us. That's what makes it feel like a Friday. Welcome, Robert Knott.
Well, thank you. I think all the people that are accustomed to tuning in when I tune in should tune in now, unless they're not listening because they're expecting me Friday, which doesn't make sense because if they're not listening, they can't. And on the other hand, people that were hoping I wouldn't be on, I'm sorry, I'm here, so... morning. So happy end of 2007.
That was just the most convoluted introduction I've ever heard.
Yeah, but was it eloquent?
Yeah.
Okay,
so we're glad you're here. You know, there are many people there. I have met people over and over again who think that this show only runs on Fridays because all they do is tune in for you.
And I meet people that tune in Monday through Thursday and said they didn't realize it was a Friday show, and I have a feeling that they're lying to me.
They probably are.
That's how it goes. That's the story of, that's the glory of KSFR. How you doing? Good? It's the end of the year. What are you going to do?
It's the end of the year. Well, I thought I'd go salsa dancing.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Is that going to be at Avi's Mambo Room?
Indeed it is.
Well, why don't we start with that? We are going to talk a little bit about the arts, and we'll talk about New Year's resolutions.
This is because, speaking of the arts, didn't happen on Friday because we were not here, but it's happening now.
That's pretty good.
But we missed the weekend.
We did. That's why we have to start with Monday. I know it's a quiet time arts-wise. I mean, I think a lot of performance groups and even visual arts galleries, they sort of... step down a little bit in terms of what they're presenting, but there are some New Year's Eve events, and you're sitting home and you're saying to yourself, I don't want to go out tonight, but maybe at the last minute you do want to go out. And we will start with Avi's Mambo Room. I have no idea who Avi is. Do you?
Avi Kadir Aberman. He's a longtime salsa dancer. He's from New York, just like you and me, although a different part of New York. And he is a real mover and shaker in the salsa scene in terms of actually getting stuff to happen.
Oh, so this ain't Avi Maria.
No, that's A-V-E.
It is?
Yes.
Like A-V-E.
It's also not a person.
It's not. I thought it was. I thought it was like Ava Gardner, Ava Maria, Avi's Mambo Room. Eh, Mambo, Mambo Italiano. Salsa dancing tonight, 9 o'clock. Where? Cloud Cliff Bakery, 1805 2nd Street. You got to pay to get in. We can't mention prices on your community radio station. I cannot help that. But you can call to find out how much it is. And here's a phone number. 988-401-1. You can also pick up tickets at the Candyman at 851 St. Michael's Drive or Kix Dancewear.
But you know what? I think it's almost sold out, if not totally sold out.
So there we go. I start by saying, what are you doing tonight? She's picking a sold out thing. I take 2.5 minutes and all of a sudden it's... All right, it could be sold out. That's not our... We don't necessarily, what do you call it? Eradicate things that might be sold out. We add them into the mix. If it is sold out and you're still anxious to get out there and dance tonight... The Boogie Wonderland Dance Celebration. DJ Una, O-O-N-A, rings in the new year with a disco house party. Silver Starlight Lounge out at Rainbow Vision Santa Fe. That's at 500 Rodeo Road. Very easy to find. Not too far off St. Francis. 7:30 p.m. dinner, followed by a dance party from 9 to 12:30 a.m. The party is just less money than if you reserve the dinner. And again, I can't mention prices, but you got to call for reservations and information, and here's a phone number, 428-7781. So if you're not having any luck with Avi, go over to the Boogie Wonderland. That could be a lot of fun, actually. A disco, that'd be like from the 70s, right?
Yes.
Do you think they'll play Love Is in the Air? That's a great one. Love is in the air, every time I see your face. Light up a life.
Are you singing to me?
Well, I might have been. Yeah, don't embarrass me so early in the new year. Well, what's not the new year yet, is it?
It's not. So late in the old year.
What day is today?
It's the 31st, because yesterday was your birthday.
We didn't have to bring that up, but thank you very much.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. My dog scratched me, and I went and got a massage. And also, I watched Treasure Island on TV, the one with Robert Newton. It was the Disney version. It was on Turner Classic Movies. I was on for like 90 minutes with Long John Silver and Jim Hawkins. The funny thing is, when I was like in the fourth grade, my first stage performance was in... Treasure Island, and I was the kid, Jim Hawkins, who was the hero. But the kid playing opposite me, who was one of the pirates in Long John Silver's group, we had a sword fight, and he was supposed to lose, and he wouldn't die. And I stabbed him, and he kept fighting. And I stabbed him again. I kept saying, you're dead, and the audience was howling.
Then you stabbed him for real.
It didn't matter. We had prop swords. What was I supposed to do with the guy?
Okay.
He was still standing at the end of the whole darn play. I mean, I'm supposed to be the hero, and this is the beginning of my illustrious stage career. No wonder I am where I am today. Fine, how do you do? Light Up a Life is a Farolito lighting ceremony, which marks Presbyterian Medical Service's many years of hospice care in Santa Fe, I think close to 20. You can purchase a fundraising Farolito for a certain amount of money to benefit the hospice center. There's no charge to attend this event. Where? The Plaza downtown. What time? 5:30. Festive lights. It's a good time of year to be happy. It's a good time of year to be peaceful. And it's a good time of year to be in downtown Santa Fe. It's so beautiful down there. So head down there for Light Up a Life. And if you can bring some money along, you can buy a fundraising Farolito to help them. And then you'll have a Farolito for New Year's Eve or for next year. What do you do? Do you save it, do you think?
I don't know.
Oh, so you're not going to go, huh? Well, you're going over to Avi's. Meanwhile,
I'm going to another party, too.
That's right. Oh, you are?
Yes.
But you don't want to mention where that is.
Well, it's at a friend's house.
Okay, well, I'm not invited. New Year's Eve at High
Mayhem.
You
might be.
Well, I should have gotten the invitation in the mail. Of course, I haven't been over to my P.O. box lately because of all the bills coming from collectors and stuff. That guy from the IRS that's been bugging me for a few years. I'll pay that off one of these days. New Year's Eve at High Mayhem. Experimental music performances by Simulat Sensual. I don't make these up. Simulate, I guess. S-I-M-U-L-A-T-E. That's Simulate. Simulat Sensual. And I do have a problem reading. And E-S-T-H-O-M. How do you pronounce that?
What?
E-S-T-H-O-M.
Never heard of it.
Well, it sounds like Estham.
It does indeed.
Remember Estham Williams? She used to swim in those MGM musicals. There's dance music as well by DJs Chispa and P-H-I. Is that Pi?
Phi.
Oh, it is, huh? Okay, well, those guys are showing up tonight. This is all at High Mayhem Studios, 1703 B. Lena Street, not too far, incidentally, from Cloud Cliff, where Avi's Mambo Room is. It's an all-ages dance party. It ain't too expensive to get in. 501-3333. There's a website, www.highmayhem.org.
And excellent.
Finally, there is a Russian New Year. So if you're looking to Russian the New Year in, a little Slavic humor there. Musica de Camera Orchestra presents music of Glinka, Shostakovich, Tchaikovsky, Dostoevsky, and Stravinsky with guest violinist.
Now hang on there. You just put Dostoevsky in to make people have a double take or something.
What are you talking about? These are the guys that are playing. They're all Russians. Most of them are dead. Anyway, the guest violinist is Philippe Quint. It's 5 o'clock tonight, so it's a New Year's Eve concert, and it's early. So 5 o'clock at the Lenzik, which is down on San Francisco Street. You can find it if you're a tourist or wandering through town. There's actually a story in Friday's Pasatiempo by Craig Smith. If you still want to pick up Friday's Pasatiempo, or it's an entertainment
can
club,
you
terrific.
Pick up Friday's?
You certainly can. You can go
how
to the New
do
Mexican
that?
Down at 202 East Marcy Street, say hello to Pam Beach, the receptionist, sweet lady. And or you can go to, what do you call it when they have racks that you put like 50 cents in to buy paper?
Newspaper machine?
That's exactly it. They're all over town. You can find one down there by the main library. You can get a Pasatiempo. But you can also go to this year's concert, Russian New Year, at the Lenzik tonight, 5 o'clock. And then on your way out, maybe the Light Up a Life ceremony will still be going on the plaza, so you can have a nice, lovely, safe New Year's Eve. Also, I think Rob DeWalt in his column last week, in the Soundwaves column, he mentioned that you can call AAA, I think through tonight, if you're drunk and you need to ride home. Because it's not good to drink and drive. And you already know that, but you need to hear it one more time from me, of all people. If you were looking for more like just let's hang out at a bar tonight and see what's happening, not that I'm encouraging you to go to a bar, but there is music at various bars. Like D Numbers is doing electronica dance music at 9 o'clock at the Cowgirl on Guadalupe Street. There is a cover charge. You can hear some rock and roll at the El Dorado Hotel downtown when the Jimmy Stadler Band takes the stage at 9 p.m. No cover. Heading over to the Inn & Spot Loretto just to sit in that lovely bar and drink some of their wine and beer. Matthew Andres on guitar, 7:30, no cover. You can swing down to La Fiesta Lounge at La Fonda Hotel, which I love, except they need to expand their dance floor. Night Trains doing the blues at 8:30 p.m. Los Mayas is doing tango at the dance station at 6 p.m., no cover charge. Did you know that?
No.
And the Ore House has the Hoodoos, a great dance band. Again, the Ore House needs a bigger dance floor, in my view. 9 p.m., they're doing blues, no cover. They also have Daniel Ward on guitar before the Hoodoos show up. No, pardon me, that's the Old House. I'm mixing them up. The Old House is in the... isn't that in the El Dorado Hotel? That's a little restaurant?
Yes, okay, the Old House is in the El Dorado Hotel.
So if you're going
out,
have a steak dinner down at the Old House. Daniel Ward's on guitar, but the Ore House on the plaza doing the Hoodoos.
I once went into the Old House, and I couldn't afford it, and I walked out.
That's funny. I only went once and somebody bought me dinner. And
well,
I
that's
back.
The way to do it.
There's a New Year's Eve gala at Vanessi on San Francisco Street when Doug Montgomery and Charles Tischner team up for piano and vocals. 7 o'clock, you got to pay to get in, but that includes dinner. And finally, if you go to Willie's Blues Club on Guadalupe Street, the Albuquerque Blues Connection is playing at 9:30, cover charge. Oh, I have to mention Tiny's. The Mike Montiel Trio, Rock and Country, 9 o'clock, no cover charge. And finally, I should have told you this, Santa Fe Brewing Company, which is on Fireplace, sort of the, what do you call that?
The frontage road.
Right, off of...
the highway and Route 14.
And, right.
It's actually, you get there by going down Route 14, which is what Cerrillos Road turns into, and then you cross over the highway, and then you keep going, and then you hang a, I think you hang a right on Fireplace.
That's right, and Joe King Carrasco's there for some Tex-Mex rock and roll, 7:30 o'clock.
7:30 o'clock.
Yeah, PM.
Excellent.
Call the Lenzic for tickets, 988-1234. Sam, discombobulated on Monday.
Is it because I'm here?
No, you're always here. What do you mean it's because you're here? I'm just not accustomed to starting off the week. I'm accustomed to closing the week out.
Ah.
Because I'm a tough closing act to follow. So
well, it's kind of like that because tomorrow is New Year's Day and it's a holiday, so it'll feel kind of like a Saturday.
What do you have going for tomorrow for this show? Is it?
No, we're playing specials tomorrow. It's like Christmas and New Year's, and I think Thanksgiving we play specials on KSFR.
Okay. If tomorrow you got nothing to do around 11 o'clock, you've just staggered out of bed, you don't know whose bed it is, the room is spinning, and so are you, maybe some opera would cheer you up. Live from the Met at the Lenzic is a series of simulcasts from the Metropolitan Opera, and they're going to play Engelbert Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel at 11 o'clock at the Lenzic.
Excellent.
And that's, you got to pay to get in, 988-1234. I like that song he sings, what is that song
called?
No. Yes, come on, you know it, it's called, give me a second, man, I'm going crazy. It's a great dance tune.
I know, but the point is...
And I'll sing you to sleep after the loving. You don't like that song?
No, but it's Engelbert Humperdinck was actually a composer, and the pop non-star of the 70s who took his name was a mere follower and copycat.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me the Hansel and Gretel ain't by the guy that the song I just sang?
I would. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Well, that's good. I don't want to hear that song stuck into Hansel and Gretel. Can you imagine Hansel singing that to Gretel? We'd all get in trouble at their ages. The witch would suddenly have a whole different connotation. Okay, so that's another guy. It's an imposter, obviously, who wrote this version of the gingerbread story. Is that the one where they go to the gingerbread house?
That's how the fairy tale goes. I've never seen the opera.
Well, they do the same thing with music. That's what an opera is.
Hey, The Sound of Music was on TV last night.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I watched a special on PBS about Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra and Perry Como and Bing Crosby.
Hey, with any luck, we're going to hear a little bit of Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra today.
I would love to hear some Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra.
In the version of Robert Knott copying them.
Well, I'm not going to go that far.
What do you mean you go that far all the time?
I don't go far enough, believe me. Stage-wise, I called the Playhouse this weekend to go see The Mousetrap, the Agatha Christie murder mystery.
I did, too.
And they said, sorry, we're sold out. Nah. But they said, we've extended it for a weekend due to popular demand, which means they're doing really well selling out this thriller by Agatha Christie about a bunch of people that come to an old English manor in, like, 1950s England, which is where an English manor would be. And it's snowing.
And they have good manners in the manor.
In a manner of speaking. Anyway, so they get over there, and guess what? Somebody starts killing them off, and you got to figure out who's the killer. And this is 1952, so nobody had cell phones. Plus, the phone never works in these houses. People always go to these isolated houses in these old movies, and then a storm happens, and the phone doesn't work.
Well, when we were very small, the same thing happened to us.
What are you talking about?
Well, when I was a little kid, the phone would go out every time there was a storm. And the lights would go out, too.
But somebody didn't go around killing off your family.
No, but you were just talking about the phone part of it.
But
and they didn't
easy.
Have cell phones, except on Get Smart, where Maxwell Smart had one in his shoe.
That's right. I can't wait to see the new movie version, which has a local resident, Alan Arkin, as the chief.
Yay.
It's going to be funny. I hope Alan's well. I haven't seen him in a while. He doesn't return my calls. I think that's because I don't call him. But I mean to. I'm going to call him for New Year's and wish him and his wife a very happy New Year and see if I can borrow some money from him. Anyway, so The Mousetrap is continuing this weekend. It opens Thursday night. Or pardon me, it reopens. Or what do you say when it continues?
It continues. It was extended.
It was extended. So Thursday night, 8 o'clock at the Playhouse, 142 East of Arcus Street. I swear, you're not going to make it to New Year's to keep this up.
What'd I do?
Thursday, and that runs through next weekend. On Thursday, what's also interesting, if you're into artistic stuff having to do with the arts, artists from the Española Valley Fiber Arts Center are going to demonstrate culture embroidery in conjunction with the Needles and Pins Textiles and Tools exhibition. from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Museum of International Folk Art up on Camino Lejo Museum Hill. It's by museum admission. It's going to be a fun thing. You should bring the kids. You got nothing else to do. They're still out of school. They're driving you nuts. Take them up to the Museum of International Folk Art and leave them there. 476-1200. That's the price, the phone number. And the museums are great. I'll mention some other museum shows happening before the end of the show. And I think, once again, on Sunday, New Mexico residents get in free to several museums. What time is it?
8:23.
Yikes. We got to go for 35 more minutes?
We could.
That's what you think. What else is happening, you're probably asking? Well, it's a good question. I'd like to answer that question myself. You've got through January 13th to get over to the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum on Johnson Street to see Georgia O'Keeffe and the Women of the Stieglitz Circle.
Yeah.
You know who Stieglitz was?
Yes, I do.
Well, go ahead. Give us a little...
Alfred Stieglitz was one of the early, not only photographers, but proponents of photography and of modern art. And he was a prolific photographer, and he also showed a lot of works in his... He had three different galleries in New York City with names like An American Place and 291, which was named after the street address of the... of the gallery, and in those he showed the first American modernists, including Georgia O'Keeffe, whom he then married, and they lived kind of happily ever after, except that he died about 40 years before she did.
Well, that probably put a damper on things. Trying to cuddle up to him after that would be tough.
Well, they were together for a while, but she moved to New Mexico, and you know, so they had, I guess, maybe a long distance relationship, and they didn't have cell phones.
But nobody was isolated in a mansion with anybody trying to kill him. Anyway, the O'Keeffe Museum, which is now in its 10th year, is on Johnson Street. They have docent-led tours every day at 10:30. New Mexico residents, it's cheaper to get in than others. And I'll give you a phone number, 946-1000. The show, Georgia O'Keeffe and the Women of the Stieglitz Circle, continuing through January 13th, about two more weeks. Another show running at the museums through the same time is War Paint, which is military-themed work by Native American artists and relatives of veterans. That also runs through the 13th at the Institute of American Indian Arts Museum, which is on Cathedral Place downtown, right across from...
And that's a good show.
St. Francis Cathedral. It is a good show. 983-1777. Got to pay to get in, but it ain't too expensive. New Mexico residents with ID, no charge on Sunday. And they also have a show by Australian Aborigine artists that runs through the 20th called the Lockhart River Art Gang. So there you have it. There's some museum shows to go see.
And that is loosely part of the Disappeared show, which is a big collaborative. The main part of it is at Site Santa Fe, which is running through, what, the 18th of January?
That's right. All these shows are closing before the end of January, so get out there.
And that's perhaps the best art show I've seen since I've lived in the city of Santa Fe, which
really?
Is 17, almost 18 years.
Oh, that's pretty interesting. I like the one on nudes that I saw a couple weeks ago. It's a private collection.
Yeah,
that
The
guy's house. It was really nice. One more show that closes in early January is The Art of New Mexico, How the West is One. One is spelled O-N-E.
O-N-E.
That's work by Marsden Hartley, Gustav Baumann, and others. It's running at the New Mexico Museum of Art downtown, 107 West Palace. Same routine. On Sundays you get in for free if you're a New Mexico resident. Friday nights they have a free for everybody, 5 to 8 o'clock. They're at 107 West Palace Avenue, 476-5072. And yes, the Disappeared exhibit about wars waged by Latin American governments against their own people runs through January 20th at Site Santa Fe, 1606 Paseo de Peralta, right by the railroad tracks off of Guadalupe Street.
Oh, January 20th.
Yes.
Excellent. That's a Sunday.
Right. And finally, the Wheelwright Museum of the American Indian, also on Museum Hill at 704 Camino Lejo, has Native American Modern at 1960 to the present. I haven't been there to see it, but it runs through April of next year, so you have time to get there. One thing is you should call all these museums for holiday hours in case you're thinking of going today or tomorrow, because I have a feeling they're closed tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not sure. But it makes sense because they're part of the state, and the state gets New Year's Day off.
That's right.
They get a lot of days off. How do we get jobs with the state?
Well... Do you want a job with the state, Robert?
Well, if I get all these days off.
Is that the only reason?
Well, I don't necessarily want to go into work for them, so having the days off would be a good thing. But probably not worth applying.
I don't think that's how it works.
Oh, that's too bad.
We're in jobs that we like.
We're in arts jobs. We're in culture jobs. We're in jobs that allow us to be creative and, shall I say, creative. By the way, if you want to act...
completely undercutting your own message right there.
Santa Fe Playhouse is having auditions for their March production of Enchanted April. Remember that movie?
Of course.
Those four women decide to go to this lovely little villa in, I think it's in Italy. And they open up their lives, and it's delightful. It's set in an isolated Italian villa in the 1920s. There's no phones. And the four women are there, and everything seems to be going fine, and then suddenly somebody starts killing them off.
Now, hang on. That was The Mousetrap.
It's not Enchanted April. I guess it wouldn't be very enchanted. It'd be kind of boring. It'd be terrible. Here it is, springtime, and people are dying. They're having auditions next, no, pardon me, the weekend of the 11th and 12th at the Playhouse. I imagine they need a lot of women because it's about the women, but I think the women have husbands that show up. But I don't know actually if they, I haven't read the play. I don't know if the women and the men are in the play with the women or not, but in the movie the men show up and they, it's at the Playhouse, cold readings, call 988-4262, auditions on the 11th and 12th. The show goes up in mid-March. That's nice because then it'll be up in time for April.
I would think that that would be the point.
This is how we end the year. That's why you have me come on the day before the end of the...
No, we're going to end the year on a happy note.
Well,
the milk of human kindness.
Mm-hmm.
Or the sweet red wine of human kindness. And we'll go forward into an even better year filled with love and peace. Not only between you and me, but peace on earth.
Oh, good. I wouldn't mind that at all.
No, I wouldn't either.
Can I plug some things happening later in the month?
Yes.
It's a little early, but on January 17th and 19th, Santa Fe New Music is going to present the flutist Margaret Lancaster at 7 p.m. Thursday the 17th at the Charlotte Jackson Project Space on Mallard Way off Airport Road. Got to pay to get in, but go to over to the Nicholas Potter Bookseller on 211 East Palace to get the tickets. Mallard Way must be named after a duck. Maybe they used to have ducks out there until the planes moved in and ran over them. Site Santa Fe also has a presentation of the Santa Fe New Music for Philip Guston by Martin Feldman with the Santa Fe New Music Ensemble on the 19th, which is a Saturday, from 1 to 5 o'clock at Site Santa Fe, and it's a four-hour piece. But you come and go as you like. You don't have to stay. You pop in for the first 20 minutes. You're not too happy? It's like the Jerry Lewis Merritt the telethon. Then you like go take a nap, then you come back and watch some more.
I really hope the people who are producing this didn't hear that.
Why? I'm just talking about like that you can come and go over a period of 4 hours. You don't have to necessarily stay for the whole thing. I suppose if you don't snore, you could nap. Have you ever fallen asleep in a performance, even if you won't tell me what the performance
yes.
was?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Have you snored?
No, I don't think I snore.
Have you ever seen people around you like their heads suddenly drop?
Oh, yeah.
What do you do about it?
Well, there was somebody, it was a play or a concert not too long ago at the Lenzic, and somebody behind me started snoring repeatedly. And the thing was, the person they were clearly sitting next to, didn't poke them and get them to stop. And so whoever I was with, the two of us would sit around and sort of give slightly dirty looks backwards, but trying not to be impolite. What are you supposed to do? What does Miss Manners, Robert Knott, say about what you're supposed to do when somebody behind you in the Lenzic starts snoring?
All right, let's say it's a woman. First, you see if her purse is open, if there's a wallet within reach.
Don't even joke about that. My wallet was just stolen on Friday.
Where?
I don't know.
Not at the Lenzic.
No.
Sorry. I apologize for the joke. I would never do that.
I know.
I would return it after I saw if there was any cash. I think what you have to do is you give it a couple of minutes. I think that's the first thing you do. That's the polite. Like 2-3 minutes, do they wake up or does somebody hit them? Then otherwise, you yourself tap them and say, shh, quiet, please. We're trying to enjoy the performance. You're distracting me.
And what if they jump and yelp once you tap them?
Then you pretend you don't know them and you had nothing to do with it. When security comes, you just play dumb.
That shouldn't be too hard.
For me? Oh, this is it. This is, come on for 45 minutes. We're going to have fun, she says. What time is it?
I'm having fun.
8:30?
It's 8:30.
So,
8:31.
You know, there's already been about 8 digs at me.
It's almost 8:32. I'm sorry.
What do you mean 8:32? You just said 8:30. Of course it's 8:32. Somebody says, what time do you have 8:30? The other guy says, I have 8:32. It's the same time. Meanwhile, if you want to go to the Pro Musica Classical Weekend at the end of January, let's get back into a classical mode here.
Yes.
The Lenzic Performing Arts on 7:30, Friday the 25th, which is easy to remember because it's the last Friday of the month. They are presenting Thomas O'Connor, conductor, John Nagamatsu, piano, and Cynthia Seiden, soprano, doing Mozart's Symphony No. 40 in G minor. Okay.
Did you say sympathy or symphony?
Symphony. I wouldn't possibly say sympathy on the air in front of classical music lovers. Symphony. It was that Mozart had a lot of sympathy for a lot of people, but he only had a symphony, number 40, in G minor, K550. Do you know what the K550 means, Miss Smarty Pants?
I think it's the Kirchhoff listing.
The what?
The person who put those, all the Mozart pieces in order and numbered them.
Who did that?
Kirchhoff.
Who's that?
That's what the K stands for.
So he put this number 550?
Yeah.
Is that like an order of importance?
That's pretty I don't know how that index.
I'd only go to like the top 10, maybe number 12, but 550 is pretty low down there. Maybe that's why it's a G minor.
No, maybe it means it's a later piece. They're probably as close to chronological.
7:30 p.m. That's not too late.
No, I mean, what number is it? 41? Did you say Symphony 41? That's probably one of the last ones he ever wrote.
So how did it get a ranking of 550 if there was only 40 symphonies?
Because if he wrote 553 pieces, that's number 550, because it was toward the end of his life, and he died very young.
But the symphony number is 40.
Right, but he wrote a lot of other things besides symphonies. Quartets and operas and, you know, things like that.
Yeah, it's like saying the show's at 8 o'clock, but it's number 7:30 or something.
Robert, let's move on.
They're also doing some Beethoven and some Britten, so there you go. Go to the Pro Musica Classical Weekend. Meanwhile, they're also doing something on the 27th at 3 o'clock. It's the same group. And they're doing the Queen of the Night aria from The Magic Flute. Now, this is something that we can relate to because The Magic Flute is a delightful story.
It is indeed.
About a flute that's magic. Anyway, that's at the... also, on the Lunzik. I don't know where the heck it is. But call Santa Fe Pro Musica. You can find out a lot more information about
them. They staged that at the Santa Fe Opera the summer before last.
I know. I went and saw it.
It was good.
It's the woman turns, you know, she's a young woman and becomes old because the flute plays and then there's antics.
As long as there's antics.
Some songs and stuff. The Bach Festival is coming up in February. Would you know why that is?
Why?
I don't know. I'm wondering if that was his birthday, February.
I don't know.
Well, I ask
you. I can find out.
Always right there. You got all this information at your fingertips, and then I ask you one intelligent question about Bach.
How am I supposed to know when his birthday is? When's Beethoven's birthday? Actually, I do know that. It's in December.
Well, that's why they're doing Bach in February. They don't want to mix people up. 8 p.m. Saturday the 23rd at Loretto Chapel. The Bach Festival kicks off. There'll be a series of events at the Loretto Chapel. You can go and hear these things, January 25th through the 27th. Also, Pro Musica, so call them up, find out what that's about, because I haven't got a clue. Later in January, Benchwarmers 7 returns to the Playhouse.
Hey, you've been in that before.
I've been.
You know what? Bach was born on March 21st, 1685.
Well, the festival ends on March 16th, so they're probably cutting off early a few days, so you have time to go do your shopping for the birthday. The Bach Festival is from the 22nd of February to March 16th, so that makes sense that he was born after that, back in
85.
So that was 400 and add the 5, you got to divide by 2 based on my 7th grade.
I'm not helping you.
So those are some of the events. Santa Fe Playhouse Benchwarmers 7, 2 weekends of original one-act plays, opens on the 20, I think it opens the 31st of January at the Playhouse. I'm just giving you some tip-offs. I promise I'll get all this information correct when we get closer to the time period.
Okay.
Meanwhile, listen to this. The Santa Fe Brewing Company is having a free film night in the tasting room. And they're going to start a monthly free film series in the balcony of the Santa Fe Brewing Company with screening equipment donated by the Candyman. And this month's feature film is Formosa. It's at 7 o'clock on January 8th, which is a Tuesday, and it's free. And Formosa is set in Albuquerque, New Mexico in 1951, and it's a very strange but fun piece I saw years ago. I think it played at the film festival about a guy who has, he's making, what do you call those films that you saw in the 1950s? You went to class and they showed you like social education films.
Oh, yeah, the film strips. There was a beep on the LP record, and then they would turn the film strip to the next frame. Or are you talking about the 16mm films that they would show in social studies?
No, I'm talking about the short movies they showed, that like social education movies.
Yeah, yeah.
So they were like
educational films.
That's it. So he's making these pictures, and he gets this guy that helps him to like juice them up. But the guy's being chased by a bounty hunter, and it's all set in New Mexico. And it was a fun picture. I saw it maybe 3 years ago. So this is free, and we got off the subject. It's free at the Santa Fe Brewing Company on the 8th.
Hey, what is the subject? The subject is your New Year's resolutions.
I've been trying to stop biting my nails since I was 6 years old.
Really?
And the only year I came close is I put tape on every single finger.
Which you should get that, You should get a manicure where they put the fake, whatever they are, acrylic or plastic nails on your fingers.
I don't want to look like Mamie Van Doren. What are you kidding me? I taped my fingers once for about 10 days, which was fine, except like when I was driving, it was two-sided tape, so it would get like stuck to the steering wheel. But the good thing is like I didn't chew my nails. But it's hard to like shower when you're doing that.
So your New Year's resolution is to stop biting your nails?
No, the point is that I stopped making New Year's resolutions after that didn't work.
Because it was just too hard.
But the problem is I started that in March. Must have been tied into that Bach guy. So where do you think New Year's resolutions started? Who began those?
Well, it's funny you should ask.
I don't think it's funny.
People say that they go back to the Babylonians. They're the first one who were the first ones to celebrate New Year in the first place. And they also are known to have set New Year's resolutions. And the most common of their New Year's resolutions was said to be to return the borrowed farm equipment.
That's it. That's the Babylonians.
That's the Babylonians.
Where did they live?
Babylonia.
All right, and where's that?
You know where they're fighting the war in Iraq right now?
Yeah, of
course. It's right near there.
Well, they should wish that their resolution this year was just to return the farm equipment. Jeez, I could all ask for a really big, peaceful resolution regarding that place. Has nothing to do with the farm equipment. So they started the New Year's resolutions.
That's what I've been told.
So what do you think people try to do now? Stop drinking, stop smoking, things like that?
Let's see.
Babylonia.
Well, Babylon, all right, whatever. The top New Year's resolutions are to lose weight, pay your debts, save money, get a better job, get, you know, exercise, go on a diet or eat better, get education, drink less or stop drinking, stop smoking, de-stress, take a trip, and the very last one is help others.
That's the last one?
That's the last one.
A list of like 18?
Uh-huh. I think it's 10, but...
That's pretty terrible that's number 10.
Maybe it's 12.
That should be like number 2.
I know. What should be number 1, Robert?
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to adhere to any of those. I don't smoke to start with. I think it's a bad habit. It makes your lungs all smoky, but people do what they want. It's legal. What are you going to do? Tell somebody they can't smoke or have a drink? I mean...
What's your New Year's resolution?
I don't have one, but I would say of those, I would say help people. I'm going to try to be a better person and help people.
You already do help people.
Well, I'm going to try better. Or if that's poor grammar, maybe I'll try to improve my grammar.
That would be good. Just kidding.
Of course you're just kidding. Do you know who... Resolutions. Do you know who New Monsoon is?
No.
They're a San Francisco rock quintet, meaning there's 5 of them. And they're going to come here on the 16th of January, according to Rob DeWalt, our excellent music writer and calendar editor, Basso Tempo, who nonetheless did not tell me where or when, but we'll know more. And the Mother Truckers are also going to come in late January. They're a harmony-driven country band from Austin. And the Santa Fe All-Stars are going to be kicking in when Thirsty Ear puts up a production that's co-founded by you guys, or co-promoted by KBC and Southwest Roots Music. And they're going to be playing on the 12th of Saturday.
We're KSFR.
Oh, really? When did you change your call letter?
Shut up. This is KSFR 101.1 FM, Santa Fe Public Radio.
I'm embarrassed.
Hey, we need to actually take a little break right now to hear from some of our beloved underwriters. Can you wait just 1 minute until we're back?
I'd be lucky if I'm asked back. It's probably the end of my time. Go ahead.
Here we go. So, Robert Knott.
I'm here.
What are you so mad about?
I'm not mad. It's just, you know, this stuff throws me. I show up on a Monday. I'm trying my best to be, sort of cooperative. And yet, at the same time, there's something corrosive in the...
What do you think my New Year's resolution should be?
I'm not going to tell you what your resolution should be. I think you don't need to lose weight. I don't believe you smoke. I've never seen you drink at all, so I don't think you're a drinker.
I know. I have so few vices. I'd like to hold on to the few that remain.
Well, then why don't we work on getting you a vice or two? I can help out. I even have some buddies in the vice squad. We can set you right up with a situation that would be vice full, if not vice versa. I don't know. Be nice to people. Be helpful. Be sweet.
I was setting you up for me to for you to say that I should be more nice to you. I should be nicer to you than to you.
You're very nice. You've tolerated me for 3 years and 3 months, and you know, should all acquaintances be forgot? I hope I never forget you. Which brings us to the New Year's song everybody knows called Auld Lang Syne, right?
Yeah.
Do you know anything about that?
Yes, we have actually a couple of versions of it, which we can play if we want to.
What does it mean? What's Auld Lang Syne mean?
Well, let's see. I don't know. But it's the title is Old Long Since, or Long, Long Ago, basically. Days gone by.
This is putting me in a daze.
But it's a song by Robert Burns and the poet. Although there were similar poems before that, and there were older folk songs before that that used the same phrase, but it's a song that you sing on midnight on the New Year.
Why?
Because long, long ago, you're looking back, and then you're also looking forward to the new. So should old acquaintance here? You want me to? Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and Auld Lang Syne?
And this is what I don't get. When I see that movie, When Harry Met Sally, I totally agree with Billy Crystal when he talks about this. Like, why would old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? And then why are you doing that in this song anyway? That's what gets me. And I can't even pronounce the, what does it originally mean? Long lost, looking back?
Long, long ago.
Long, long ago. Why don't you play a tune for us? Is there somebody that's played that?
Hey, do we have the Dean Martin version?
Oh, that'd be terrific. You would make my morning.
Let's see. I think it's the second one that I sent to the wonderful Mary Lynn, who's able to put that on for us right now.
Let's hear it.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne? For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for auld lang syne.
So long it's been good to know you. So long it's been good to know you.
Our show for tonight. I want to thank all my wonderful guests for dropping by, and I especially want to thank you, Frank.
Don't mention it, Marvin.
And I also want to thank all you out there for watching. Please remember the moral of tonight's show. Put your troubles away till tomorrow. If you're lucky, someone will break into your house tonight and steal them.
And Robert Knott has a beatific look on his face.
I'm all choked up whenever I hear that song. When Dino and Frank are singing it, it just makes me very, very happy. Now, see, then that girl cuts in and she says, "So long, it's been nice to know you." What's that mean? See, somebody's leaving. This is what gets me about the song. It's like New Year's Eve and somebody's heading off and we're going to forget who they are, but we sing a song. My argument is we don't even know what the song means and it makes us cry, which I don't mind. I cry about a lot of things.
What do you cry about?
Well, when I was smoking, I used to cry at no smoking signs. Anyway, that was good. And he's right. I hope people break in and take all your troubles and bad things.
That's what we hope, too.
But nobody would break into my house because I have a wonderful dog named Rio who keeps an eye on things. And he would bark and growl at anybody that would show up. Plus, there's nothing to steal.
Well, I've got three dogs, and one of them is a vicious killer named Horatio.
That's probably the one that's the murderer in the mousetrap if they get stuck in an isolated house, Horatio.
I have a mouse and I can't catch it.
You got two dogs, three dogs?
I've got three dogs and they can't catch mice. It's terrible. And I even have a mousetrap and it doesn't work.
I'm stuck. Mousetrap, see? That fits right in. I knew you were the murderer.
The minute
you mentioned that you called for reservations the other day.
I'm not.
Something, that's amazing. I'm going to start a company in 2008 called Rent-A-Cat. And I'm going to rent out my kitty cats and they're going to take care of all your mice problems.
All of my vice problems?
No, mice problems. Oh. But all right, so we found out about Robert Burns, a Scottish poet. Now, here's my question. Did he also write Loch Lomond?
I don't know.
You take the high road, and I'll take the low road, and I'll be in Loch Lomond for ya, for me and my true love we'll never meet again. On the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. That's another crazy song. He says, you go one way, I'll go the other way, and we're never going to meet again. Why split up? That must be like that poem from Robert Frost about two roads diverged in the woods, and I took the shorter one, and I got there quicker. So what do you know about Loch Lomond? You know, you're always the answer queen. I should come on here and, like, quiz you. She'd be the quiz show.
I don't know.
I could give away prizes. It's another silly, crazy song. Those Scottish people, the ones that got the Loch Ness Monster involved, you know, things got really screwy over there. It's funny because Dean and Frank used to hang out with this woman named Jeannie Carman, who just died this year. She was a pinup queen and a Bee actress. And I forgot to mention her in my end-of-year movie column last week. But she was in one of my favorite movies called The Monster Piedra Blancas. It's a really good picture, and it's like there's this lighthouse off this coast, which is usually where lighthouses are, and there's a scaly monster that lives near there, and he kills people and takes off their heads. And so she goes swimming in one scene, and I was like 8 years old when I saw this, so I was really delighted. And she doesn't wear a bathing suit, although you don't see anything because it was like 1961. But anyway, I had an imagination. I had to because I didn't know what a woman looked like. Anyway, so the monster comes out of the ocean, and this makes absolutely no sense. Instead of staying in the ocean and getting her, like Jaws, he takes her clothes. And that's the scene from the movie.
That's what you would have done. Loch Lomond is a Scottish lake located in the western lowlands of central Scotland and the southern highlands.
And it's Wait a minute, the western what and the southern what?
It says the western, I'm just reading Wikipedia, it's located in both the western lowlands and of central Scotland and the southern highlands. I guess
no
it's a big lake.
No wonder you need two roads to get there to southern highlands. How can the highlands be southern? Go ahead. What about the song?
The song.
Yes, that's what I was singing.
Oh, okay. The song was first published around 1841, and it's been recorded by many performers, and the original author is unknown, but they believe that it was a Scottish soldier who was awaiting death in enemy captivity in his final letter home. He wrote the song, portraying his home and how much he would miss it.
That's a pretty good story. I had no idea that's
what
it
was. I didn't either.
I always felt it was a tearjerker about a couple breaking up in the woods, and why he would send her off on her own is beyond me. The monster Piedra Blancas would probably get to her. I'd like to see that movie again. If anybody out there has a video of it, call me up. Anyway, what time is it?
It's 8:51.
We've done really well. It's been a delight to be here on your show.
It's a delight to have you, Robert.
I wish you well in the next 7 or 8 minutes trying to hem and haul your way through that.
No, that would be you.
Not me. Well, anyway. I was about to tell you something, and I forget what it was. Oh, I know what it was. I was at a party the other night, and they had Johnny Cash playing. Here's another one. Danny Boy. Now, that's Irish, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't
figure it out. That's a sad song.
Of course it is, but I can't figure it out. Is the guy in his grave and he's singing to the people? He's like saying, you know, and is a guy singing to another guy, right? And I'm not suggesting there's anything homoerotic there, but there's always like men singing that song. And it sounds like it should be a woman singing it, but I'd like, you know.
Well?
And Johnny Cash sang it great. It was like, you know, the best rendition I'd ever heard. Although Mario Lanza did a great version of it in the 50s.
The lyrics were originally written for a different tune in 1910.
Uh-huh.
By Frederick Weatherly, who was an English lawyer who actually never visited Ireland. But it was modified to fit a tune called Londonderry Air, which is the song that we know as Danny Boy, in 1913. And it's widely considered an Irish anthem, which is, I guess that's pretty ironic, isn't it, if it was written by an Englishman who never visited Ireland.
And then all these pop singers that weren't Irish, like Dino and Frank, did versions of it.
That's right.
Do you have the lyrics there?
Let's take a look. Boy. The pipes are calling from glen to glen.
The pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone, and all the flowers dying. Tis you, tis you, must go, and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. For I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Mary Charlotte, Mary Charlotte, I love you so. Isn't that a great song?
That's a great song.
And then he goes on
especially
to sing like...
Especially the way you modified the lyrics.
Not that I didn't modify, I changed them. And then doesn't he go on to say, like, if I am dead, you come back and you'll... Now, so that's my question. Is it written from one man to another? Is this like Shakespeare? Who really liked boys and all that?
What?
You know, all those Shakespeare sonnets about...
Though, okay, here we go. Though the song is supposed to be a message from a woman to a man...
That's right, see?
The song is actually sung by men as such, as much as, or possibly more than, by
Absolutely.
Women. It's been interpreted by some as a message from a parent to a son going off to war or leaving as part of the Irish diaspora.
So there you go. There's some political significance tying into the war once again. And here we are singing it like it's a pop tune.
Well...
Go ahead. Make me look even more shallow than I am.
No.
Well, that's great. I'm singing Danny Boy. First of all, it's to another man. And then secondly, it's like a war. It's like the other one. You take the high road and I'll take the low road. It's ridiculous.
What?
Why, if there's two roads, why would they even split
you
up
in the first
place? You
can't always be literal when art is concerned.
Only if you're dealing with the literary arts.
I mean, if this guy was who wrote that song was in prison, you know, it's metaphorical.
That's a strange story. Something about that doesn't ring true. He wrote the letter, and then Mom got it and said, hey, I got a hit song in my hand. She called MCI, said, get Dino to record this. I'm telling you, there's something amiss with that song. Anyway, I like that one.
Robert Knott, what are you doing tonight?
I'm taking the high road. You're going to take the low road. I'm going to celebrate New Year's without you. I'm going to relax. I got to go to work today. I'll probably try to get some work out of me. And then I'm going to go home tonight. With any luck, they're going to have Master Pietro Blancas on the TV screen. If not, I'm hoping there's a Maria Montez film festival. She was a great hot hottie from the 40s. If not, I'll settle for Claudette Colbert. She's a great movie where she takes a milk bath. I'm dying to see that. I just like the idea of her submerging herself in some milk. I think it helped her skin, but probably also made her very healthy. They should put that in commercials.
Milk.
And then tomorrow, I don't
That's
know.
That's the
I
name
might,
of my dog.
I might pop into somebody's open house for a little bit. And otherwise, if it's not open, I'll break in into what Dino said and steal their troubles. And I've never robbed anybody. I've never taken a wallet from an open purse. It's true. I've occasionally taken a watch from somebody back in the days when I was in Brooklyn, but I meant to return them. Anyway, watches don't mean anything today. Everybody looks on their cell phones to find out what time it is, which is confusing because then it rings and you forget what time it is and you're talking to somebody. By the way, what time is it?
It is 8:56 and a half. We've only got a minute and a half left before we go.
How about a Happy New Year and a peaceful one to you?
Happy New Year and a peaceful one to you, too.
Am I coming on Friday to talk about the arts?
Exactly.
At 8:30?
At 8:30.
And can I
And on Friday, we've
more?
Got Michael McGarity, who's going to be
oh,
coming in talking about
thriller.
His new mystery.
Next
yeah.
Saturday is his book signing at 3 o'clock.
Yep.
It's called...
At Garcia Street Books.
Yeah, but the book, I can't think of the title. But he's a really good, I mean, to write mysteries ain't easy. Agatha Christie did it, and Michael McGarity does it, and there's only two or three other people that I know of that do it. I'm not one of them. I'm a mystery. But anyway, good to see you.
You are a conundrum wrapped in an enigma.
Making me sound like a burrito with an Anglo twist or something. I'm going to come on and sing the full lyrics to Loch Lomond, if you would get them for me and email them to me.
Excellent.
And then, you know, I'll do my New Year's striptease for you. I usually do it every Friday when the first show I can. Unless it's cold, I don't want anything to...
It's cold. Don't worry. Don't worry about it. It's really okay. Robert Knott, thank you so much for being with us here today for the whole hour on New Year's Eve. A rather mellow day on the radio. We've got a good show for you coming up on Wednesday, actually. We've got Siobhan Reynolds, who is the director and founder of the Pain Relief Network, which is a pretty intense thing. But we're going to go out right now with Glenn Miller.
Glenn Miller?
Glenn Miller.
What's he doing?
Auld Lang Syne.
Oh, that's good. Let's hear if that girl pops in and says, so long, I'll miss you.
Let's hear.
So long, I'll see you.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We're also podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show anytime you want to, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. And you can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. Thanks to Marilyn LeBlanc for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, the colors of jazz. But Robert Knott, I want to thank you. Hey, I forgot to do my proper intro. Robert Knott is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo, Friday art supplement in the Santa Fe New Mexican. And he's with us every Friday and today, Monday, speaking of the arts and speaking of all kinds of things.
Well, thank you. Thanks for letting me talk about Danny Boy, the monster Pietro Blancas, and Babylonians.
And Loch Lomond. So, everybody have a wonderful, safe, peaceful New Year's Eve. Please don't drink and drive. Please have a designated driver. Have a wonderful night, and I'll be back with you here on Wednesday and Friday. Robert Knott will be with us once again. Happy New Year. Frohes Neues Jahr. Feliz Año Nuevo. Hasta la vista.
I'll see you later, too.
Ciao.
Yeah.